We're back, joined now by our friend Gene Rotondo, the president of the Belmonte Business Association, also the owner of Legends. Gene, welcome.
How are you doing, Art?
It's holiday time again, and of course, holidays in Long Beach means one thing among many others, and that's the wonderful Belmonte Christmas Parade. What's up for this year?
More of the same. Probably about the same. I don't know if we can really have many more than we have, but we'll have 60, 70,000 people there.
Wow. And I read somewhere it's the 25th anniversary.
Correct.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It started as kind of a ragtag collection of flatbed trucks and all, and just kept growing and growing and growing.
It's still, to some extent, you know, we'll get a few floats in there and everybody gets excited because we're starting to get into the big time now with actual floats. But it's exciting. There's so many kids over there. That's the big thing.
It's a wonderful event on Saturday, December 1st, 6 p.m. You can set up chairs starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Charter, of course, airs the parade each year as we did last year and as we will again this year. And let's take a look of a few minutes last year's Christmas parade.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to thank a lot of different people, but I want to tell Diane, you know this. This is our friends from the Long Beach Junior Concert Band, but you saw the banner that came out in front that said the Gazette newspaper.
Yes, I did.
And all of the banners are representing those organizations and companies that helped to sponsor.
The Gazette newspapers.
Right.
Presents our opening band tonight.
That's correct. Go ahead. Tell
Long
them
Beach
about it.
The Junior Concert Band is completing its 54th year. And all those 54 years, the band has been under the direction of Mr. Marvin Marker, who accompanies the band tonight. The captains for the pageant two unions are Heather Sanchez and Teresa Montoya. Assistant Director, Philip Nakawaga.
And you're seeing some of the color and excitement that's right down here. We got a little wind. But
it's a great event, Gene. Just seeing the clips gets you into the mood. And I know Justin Rudd is the Grand Marshal of this year's parade. He's been a wonderful community activist and promotes dogs, among other things. And the race this year is being organized by International City Racing.
The parade, yes, it is. They've done a great job with the marathon, and we think that they're going to be a great addition and help to us this year.
And they're donating their services this year to organizing your parade. You wear another hat, too, Gene, as so many of our regular viewers know. You own Legends, and tragically, you had a fire 2 years ago, and burned, really gutted the place, and Legends, the first real sports bar in America, is an institution, and we're looking forward to it reopening soon.
We are, too. It's pretty exciting now. We're making good progress, and we're hoping December 1st for the parade will be open.
And on July 4th of this year, you had a ceremony with the Long Beach firefighters raising the flag above Legends, and they were very heroic in trying to save some of the sports memorabilia that you had in the old Legends.
Correct.
And one of the items that was rescued, tell us about this hat.
Well, this is one that didn't quite make it. We won't have it back up in Legends, but this is a batting helmet signed by Hank Aaron. You can't quite make it out, but it's right here. So.
Wow.
And then we have some of the new stuff that we've gotten. And this is a baseball that actually was signed by Michael Jordan.
Now, Michael Jordan, the basketball star.
That is correct. Most people forget he played, after his retirement, played for the White Sox for a period of time. Not well, but played. So
you've saved a few that survive from the original Legends, but I know you've got an outpouring of new memorabilia from people. And in fact, the outpouring of the whole community to help rescue and help support you rebuild Legends was quite moving.
Correct. I often look at this as this place is really owned by the community, and I'm merely a caretaker for Legends. And hopefully they're going to really enjoy the reopening and what's there.
And you got help from the landlord and help from the redevelopment agency, and people stuck by you, and you've tried to take care of your staff, and some of them are, even though there's been a two-year gap, some of the original staff will be rejoining you.
About nine.
About nine?
Yeah.
And hopefully there'll be a reception on the opening of the Belmont Shore Christmas Parade at Legends.
We hope to see you there on the 1st.
I will be there for sure. I know how moving this whole experience has been to you. And just tell us what you've learned from the real crisis, business crisis that you faced.
Well, we've gone through a few because we lost our Santa Monica store in the Northridge earthquake, and then, of course, this. I think the main thing is it tells you that there's always a tomorrow, and people are there for you. You just kind of have to open yourself up, and if people are there to help you, let them do it. So.
And I think you always knew, and we all knew, that Legends was important, but maybe you didn't quite know how important.
That's absolutely correct. Our phone at home has still been hooked up to the Legends number, so nobody knows this more than my wife and I, of how many phone calls, emails, letters we get.
Well, all I can say, Gene, besides happy holidays, is welcome back, Legends.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Art.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming right up, historic films of Long Beach. You won't want to miss them.